truth. I appreciate my wife. I appreciate the way that she supports me in our ministry and allows me to lead our home. You know, the Bible talks about the beauty of that. It really talks about how beautiful that is. And to have a wife who's willing to support me and willing to help correct me in the right spirit. It's so crucial to have that spirit, that godly spirit. And I appreciate her. I love her so much. And I've known her since she was 9, so she's known me longer than she's known her own family practically. And I appreciate her. We're going to start out, my children, we want to evolve our children in our ministry. So we're going to have Boston and Britton give you a little Christmas in July. In May. Praise the Lord. He's the one that gives the gifts and the talents. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, boys. And now I'm going to have Brooklyn come up, and her and Boston are going to play you a little Southern Gospel duet. Praise the Lord. Oh, we just want to give all the glory to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you would like to come and stand here across the front, we're going to quote a scripture for them. And Jenny, you're welcome to join us on the platform for the scripture. Bring the song with us if you don't care with you. And bring my Bible. Oh, here it is. Praise the Lord. We've been on the road. I guess we could use that as an excuse. Psalm 103. Everyone know that scripture? Psalm 103. We're going to quote a few verses from there. Not the whole chapter, but we're going to quote from there.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
Praise God. I love God's word. Amen. It's a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. Man, we just worship God and his word. I'm so thankful for the guidance of the word. The word of God is applicable for every part of our life in every way. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing a song for you. Let's see. Can you play the piano? Okay, it's good. It's good. I just need a chord. Before we sing, remember that note, okay? Before we sing, I want to share something with you. So exciting. I want to give God the praise and the glory. My wife has suffered for several years with a form of scoliosis, a curvature of the spine, and it's caused great pain in her back. And we have prayed and sought the Lord and asked for healing. And this week at Missions Conference, purposed in my heart to have the brethren to pray for her. And so they prayed, and, you know, it's the same, and we just still giving God the glory, whether we're sick or not sick, amen, and worshiping him. It's not about what he does for us. It's about who he is. And then after church, a lady came, said, I feel like praying for her. She prayed for Jenny. And then the Presley's little girl, 7-year-old little girl, came up to my wife and said, Sister Jenny, can I pray for you? And this was after church. Jenny said, of course you can. And so she laid her hand on Jenny. She even got the name mixed up. She said, Lord, would you heal Sister Martin's back? And then she realized what she'd done. She said, Lord, would you heal Sister Jenny's back? We love you, Lord. Heal her back. And my wife felt a burning sensation in her back. We got back to the motel. She said, I can't believe it. I don't have any pain. And Eric, he does this, I call it ching pong chong chong stuff over in Taiwan. He knows how to work on your back. You know, when he was here a year ago, he was trying to help her with a little bit of therapy. And it's, you know, it's just, man, it's just so curved, Jenny. It's just terrible. And so when we got back to the motel, it's like, I want to feel your back. Felt of it straight as a string. Straight as a string. Morning times are so difficult. Takes about 20 minutes for her to really get up and get going because of the pain. And yesterday morning, she was up before everyone. I don't have any pain. I don't have any pain. And I'm telling you, traveling 2 hours today, she would have been in so much pain today. We just give God glory. You know, he still heals. He still heals. For 2 or 3 years, he didn't heal. But he heals. I knew he healed. I believed him when he didn't heal. So like I said, it's not about that, but we just want to give God the glory and praise him for that. Worship with us as we sing. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm.
What heights of love, what depths of peace, where fears are still, where striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. I live there in the ground. His body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, could ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sinking sand. Sinking sand.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All other ground is sinking sand. Everything else is sinking sand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking about the scripture. Oh, I was thinking about the scripture. For all things work together for good. For all things work together for good. To them that love the Lord. He didn't say some things. He said all things. Everything in our life. I was thinking about Paul said, I besought the Lord thrice to take this bothering thing away from me. And the Lord said, okay. No, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. Paul said, okay, I accept it. Therefore, I will glory in my infirmities. I will glory. I will take joy in all of these terrible things coming on my life. Why? So that the power of Christ may rest upon me. We can't do it on our own, folks. We felt the call into Germany. I thought it's impossible. I always said I will never be a missionary, and now I'm a missionary. I said I will never homeschool my kids. I'm homeschooling my kids. I said I will never be a preacher. I'm a preacher.